We are back recording at 12:05. Dr. Cornwall.
All right. Moving on to case number 20-17, Kaylee Mink, physical therapist assistant. And Kaylee, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
I think you had Sarah Stark, your lawyer, is here.
Yes, I'm here as well.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Would you like a summary of the complaint?
I would, thank you.
Sure. Complaint 2017, Ms. Kaylee Mink, PTA. Ms. Mink failed to pass Arizona's jurisprudence exam prior to attainment of her compact privilege CP3145A. While she was concurrently holding an Arizona PTA certification, Ms. Mink is only certified in Arizona, which made Arizona her home state. Ms. Mink applied for and was able to attain her compact privilege on 7/15/20. Her last passing score was on 5/1/2018. Ms. Mink has in the process prior to this complaint being heard by the board has received, and I have received confirmation that she has voluntarily surrendered her Arizona compact license.
Thank you. Ms. Mink, either you or your attorney, would you like to make a statement?
Hi, yes, this is Sarah Stark, and I'm representing Ms. Mink. We did submit a written response, so my apologies if some of what I'm about to say is redundant, but I'll try to get through it quickly. So Ms. Mink was searching for a job and was advised by an in-house recruiter of a traveling PT placement company to apply for a compact license in Arizona so that she would be prepared for out-of-state assignments and would, quote, already be in the compact system. When she visited the PT Compact Commission website to obtain the license, she was prompted to check a box indicating she had completed the required jurisprudence exam, which she mistakenly believed was a reference to the Arizona jurisprudence exam she took and passed back in 2018 when she obtained her PTA license. After discussions with the board staff regarding the complaint, Ms. Mink voluntarily terminated her compact privilege in Arizona, which was effective as of October 19th of 2020. Ms. Mink now understands and acknowledges that she should have done her own due diligence and research in connection with obtaining her PT compact privilege, rather than relying on outside parties to furnish information to her about the requirements. Her attestation regarding the completion of the Arizona jurisprudence exam was simply a misunderstanding, and there was no intent to make misleading statements or fraudulent statements to the board or to the commission. Ms. Mink genuinely believes she was honestly answering the questions regarding the jurisprudence exam. She now also understands that it was necessary to apply for the compact privilege in the state of Arizona, which is also her home state. Again, Ms. Mink acknowledges her mistakes in the situation and has followed board staff's recommendations in remedying this issue by terminating the privilege. Based on the remedial measures taken by Ms. Mink, we would respectfully request that the board dismiss this complaint. And again, Ms. Mink is here to answer any questions the board may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Do I have a motion?
This is Mr. Greer. I move to dismiss.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to dismiss complaint 2017, Kaylee Mink, PTA. Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Mr. Clinton.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter.
Yes.
The motion passes. The case is dismissed.
All right. Thank you very much for being in attendance. Okay. If you have questions, the staff will help you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's move to case number 20-19, Ty McLaughlin, physical therapist.
For a complaint, Mr. McLaughlin, are you present? Mr. McLaughlin failed to renew his license on or before August 31st, 2020. Mr. McLaughlin's license was reinstated on September 8th, 2020. He reports that he worked 2 days without a license.
This is Mr. Greer. I would move that we offer Mr. McLaughlin a consent agreement pursuant to the unlawful practice matrix, which would be censure, I think. And if he fails to accept the consent agreement, I would invite him to an informal interview.
So the matrix indicates a decree of censure, providing evidence of having notified employers, payers, and patients, as well as the 6 hours completions of ethics. Is that
correct?
Okay. And do you accept the conclusions of law and findings of fact as indicated in the investigative report?
Yes.
So we probably should vote on those two things separately.
All right. So we're voting on the conclusions of law.
Let me try to craft it all into one vote. Let me start over.
You do it.
I would move that we accept the findings of fact set forth in the investigative report on page 2, as well as the conclusion of law set forth on page 1 and 2, into a consent agreement consistent with our disciplinary matrix, and invite the licensee to accept the consent agreement. And if he does not, invite him to a formal interview.
And how long does he have to complete the requirements?
It's just censure, right?
Censure, evidence of notifying payers, patients, and completion of ethics.
30 days.
Yeah. 30 days, I guess 30 days makes it a little tight for if he has trouble getting an ethics course.
Mm-hmm. Can the courses be performed online?
Yes.
Not so tight then.
Okay. Well, I just didn't want to. Trying to save him having to come back and get revised. But anyway, if they're available, good.
Do we have a second?
Oh, I second.
Thank you. You're in a discussion?
Any discussion?
Hearing none, the motion before you for complaint 2019, Mr. Ty McLaughlin, PT, is to offer him a consent agreement, which he has 30 days to complete notification of employer, payers, and patients during the time he was not working, completion of a 6-hour ethics course and a decree of censure, all to be completed within 30 days. The ethics course can be performed online. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes. Dr. Cornwell, I'm going to remind you that before we take up case 2030, we need to discuss 5A for the PTA matrix.
Okay. So let's move to 5A, review, discussion, possible action, PTA disciplinary matrix for continuing competence. And I was looking for that because you emailed that to us, didn't you?
It's in your drive.
Oh, it's in the drive.
Yeah, it's on the
5A.
Okay, found it. Thank you.
Ms. Dr. Donahue?
Yes, sir.
Do we happen to have I'm looking for the PT matrix.
You should have that in your drive as well. Okay.
I found it.
So this is just a proposed matrix, so you are welcome to modify at will.
This is Mr. Greer. I would move that we adopt the continuing education disciplinary matrix PTA.
Second.
All right, further discussion?
Hearing none, it's been moved and seconded to accept the continuing education disciplinary matrix for the physical therapy assistant. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. Moving back up to case number 20-30, Brandon Rainwater, physical therapist assistant.
Mr. Rainwater, are you present? He was present earlier.
Yeah, he was.
Mr. Rainwater? I'm afraid he's not present, ma'am. Okay. So summary of complaint 20-30, Brandon Rainwater, PTA. Mr. Rainwater failed to complete 10 hours of continuing competency hours for the 2018-2020 compliance period within the specified timeline. What you will see is that he did, let me just make sure, he did complete the required hours after the date. I believe. Nope, I'm sorry, that's misspoken, a different case. He has not completed the 10 hours.
This is Mr. Greer. I will move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law sent forth in the investigative report and invite and extend a consent agreement to Mr. Rainwater consistent with the disciplinary, the continuing education disciplinary matrix for PTAs, which would be a $150 civil penalty, Arizona law exam, and 6 hours of ethics. If he does not accept the consent agreement, I would invite him to an informal interview.
Informal hearing.
Thank you.
Ms. Hunter seconds. You're in discussion.
I think we can call the question, Karen.
For complaint 2030, Mr. Brandon Rainwater, PTA. The board accepts the findings of facts, conclusions of law as indicated in the investigative report and offers a consent agreement consistent with the PTA matrix to Mr. Rainwater. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right, move on to case number 20-12, Kim Lewis, physical therapist.
Ms. Lewis, are you present?
I am, can you hear me?
I can, thank you. Complaint 20-12, Ms. Kim Lewis. Ms. Lewis disclosed to the board that she was charged with 6 felony counts, 4 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, felony third count, and felony 23rd, and two counts of DUI aggravated with a driver's license restriction in the first, and felony 4 for an incident involving driving the wrong way on a freeway while impaired on February 2nd, 2018. Ms. Lewis was notified by mail of her court appearance on May 15th, 2020. And I believe you have an update that Ms. Lewis' court date was moved to November. Which date, Ms. Lewis? November 12th?
November 2nd.
Oh, November 2nd, next week. And that the anticipation is that you'll enter into a plea agreement, which has been provided to the board.
Correct. And the counts have been changed to the four felony counts you mentioned initially, and then a modified count 5, driving under the influence as a class 1 misdemeanor.
Yes, that was listed in your plea agreement. So thank you. Are there any other updates that we need to know about?
I don't know anything, and I don't understand all the verbiage that's in the plea agreement. I'm leaving that up to my attorney. I meet with him prior to my hearing on the 2nd, and what he explained to me is that's just entering the plea agreement, and there won't be sentencing until about a month later.
And if I understand correctly, you'll be under some monitoring, correct?
For 4 years.
I will be under
drug and alcohol monitoring. I will be under, once I receive my driver's license again, I'll be under the interlock provisions for that. I will be required to contact and get permission to leave out of state. I don't know what else.
On page 2 of your plea agreement, item 2A talks about the probation available for up to 5 years, and then actually on the one above it, on the aggravated assault probation. I'm not really sure. Does that mean that you could be on probation for less than 5, or?
According to my attorney, initially he expects it to be 4 years, and if I can request it to be reduced after 2 years.
Okay.
So minimum of 2 years.
This is Peggy Hunter. I don't know if this has anything to do with the board, but on page 3 of the information that you supplied to us on item 5, it says, if the defendant is charged with a felony, they have hereby waives and gives up his rights. That ought to be changed to she and her.
Yeah, we can do that.
Refresh my memory. How long has it been since you've been sober?
Since the incident.
Which?
February 2nd, 2018.
Okay, so not quite 2 years. No, more than 2 years, right?
Two and a half,
all right. That's very helpful, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, I'm assuming everything's going well for you?
Everything's going well, except I'm not working, so I'm getting poorer by the minute.
Yeah.
I just hope to get back to work soon. And I voluntarily took a leave of absence, as you guys know. And
Okay. Does anyone have questions for Ms. Lewis?
Ms. Lewis, this is Peggy. Just out of curiosity, what have you learned from this experience?
Oh my gosh, I learned a tremendous amount. I learned, number one, is the credo to Alcoholics Anonymous. I am powerless over alcohol. I'm powerless over this disease. I have admitted that, and I have come to recognize that my actions were devastating, could have been worse. I could have killed someone, and thank God I didn't. Subsequent to this, I've gotten divorced. I've had to find means to get my own home and make my way independently. And that's not been easy, trying to win back the confidence and security of my family. And I've learned that I need to do the right thing.
So do you have a good support system with your family or friends or whatever?
I have a very strong support system through AA, my sponsor and friends in the program. I have neighborhood friends, girlfriends that we go walking and gossiping every Saturday morning. We go to farmers markets and we do things like that. They're a huge support system. And then I have extended family that is of great support. My brother, my mom and dad, my aunts and uncles, and we are in contact at least twice a week.
Well, I know how difficult that must be. Good luck.
Thank you.
Any other questions? This, even though we've dealt with this on several occasions, this is still an initial review. I think my question is that I'm fairly good with the plea agreement. I wanted to make sure that she was under monitoring for at least 4 years, and the fact that she could cut it short to 2 years, but she's been sober for two already, that gives me the four. I kind of question whether or not we need to put her under monitoring, or, you know, the voluntary program that we just kind of adopted, in addition to what the state's going to do. Does anyone have any comment or enlighten me?
Dr. Cornwell, this is Mr. Greer. Based on the criteria that we've adopted, I'm not sure she's eligible for our program.
Right.
Especially in light of the upcoming felony pleas.
Okay.
So Ms. Lewis isn't eligible due to the plea agreement being felony counts, as well as Ms. Lewis has had prior disciplinary action with the board.
Could we... Mr. Harris, would it be possible for us to request that she send us a copy of every monitoring thing, whatever the state gets, so that we are just informed?
Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, you can certainly make that request. However, if she doesn't, that doesn't mean that she's in violation of any particular order.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that is an option to you is to enter into a consent agreement and make that the requirement of probation.
Okay. I'm really interested in other board members' opinions, because I'm not sure we need to, I want to go down the discipline route.
Sure.
This is Peggy. I think the courts are giving her enough discipline, and I'm confident in her remarks that she sees the errors of her ways. But I do agree with you. It'd be nice if we had some kind of confirmation on how she's doing throughout.
If we offered her consent, and that was a requirement, that she send us a copy or the state sends us a copy, Is that going to get what we want? I think I just want to feel confident that as she moves forward, that she really is going to go forward and not take, you know, not have a reversal or anything. So
Excuse me, this is Kim. I would be more than happy to voluntarily submit any information that I get probation-wise, which I'm not sure of the frequency that we would meet. It could be bi-monthly and it could be weekly. The terms of that have not yet been determined, but I can definitely submit any information I have. And like I said, once my license, my driver's license is reinstated, by the way, I haven't lost it yet, but I will. Once my driver's license is reinstated and I have the interlock device, I can submit that information and I will submit any AA information that I have.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I think in my mind, I'd like to make sure that you are doing everything you have been doing. And you have been very, very helpful in making sure we understand what you have done, what you've accomplished. Because if your monitoring doesn't work under the state, I mean, then it's going to come back to us, and then we're going to talk about restricting your license. And I just assume you keep your license at this point.
I appreciate that. If my monitoring doesn't work under the state, I go to prison. So that's an incentive to have my monitoring.
I think that would be an incentive. Okay. All right. I'm okay. Any other comments, questions, discussion? I don't think we have a motion.
No motion.
And so I guess the motion is to dismiss.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, discussion on the motion. All right, how about calling the question?
For complaint 2012, Ms. Kim Lewis, PT, the motion is for dismissal. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes and the case will be dismissed.
Ms. Lewis, thank you very much for being here and
can I get a follow-up on how to submit the information that I go into probation?
You can just send it to my email, Kim.
Okay, will do. And like I said, that probably won't happen until December.
Very well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, we're on to item 4C, review, discussion, and possible action for potentially opening a complaint BB physical therapist.
Physical therapist BB reported an arrest of a DUI on August 4, 2020. He did report within the 10-day reporting timeframe. You can elect to open a complaint or take no action.
I move that we take no action.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
We don't know what his blood alcohol level was by any chance.
We do not.
I think that may be a concern.
I'm not sure what we would open a complaint about, however.
I'm sitting here answering you, Dr. Cornwall, with my mic off. That is true.
I mean, we don't know, but he did comply with the statute and.
True.
Any other comments? Discussion?
So the motion before you is to take no action on PTBB. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton? Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion, no action will be taken.
Okay. All right. So moving on to SW, physical therapist.
SWPT reported disciplinary action taken by the Arizona Regulatory Board of Physician Assistants on May 27, 2020 on his renewal license application. You can elect to take no action or open a complaint. You do have the board order from the Board of Physician Assistants.
Do we know it? I know he has a physical therapy license. Does he currently use it?
I do not know, but he did renew it. So he could.
Okay. How about a motion?
I make a motion to take no action.
Second.
Okay, discussion on the motion. All right, so let's call the question.
So the motion before you is to take no action on SWPT. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Then we will take no action.
Okay. So let's see. 4D, Board Order 19-31, Sherry Allen, review, discussion, and possible action for request for early termination of probation.
Ms. Allen, are you present? No. So Ms. Allen requests early termination of Board Order 19-31. She was issued a non-disciplinary order, and she's completed all of her requirements. Her order is set to expire on December 13th. 2020.
I make a motion to grant Ms. Allen early termination of her probation.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant early termination of probation 19-31, Sherry Allen. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion is passed.
All right, the next one is a Board Order 19-37, Ron Lockton, Physical Therapist Assistant, review, discussion, possible action for request for modification of board order.
Mr. Lockton would like modification of his board order to be able to take online courses to fulfill the CE requirements.
I move that we approve his request.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Mr. Longton's request to take online courses to fulfill Board Order 19-37. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. So we are on to 4F, review, discussion, possible action for request for rehearing, complaint 19-53, Mitali Patel, physical therapist.
Ms. Desai, are you present? Ms. Patel, are you present? So Ms. Desai was present earlier, so was Ms. Patel. Let me just see if I have an email. I do not have an email that they've left, and they are not here. Ms. Patel, are you present? I can try to leave an email with Ms. Desai. Do you want to take a break and let me do that?
Yes, let's do that.
Sure. Let's take a 10-minute break and let me email Ms. Desai.
Karen, I have Ms. Patel's email address. Do you want me to send that to you?
No, if you could email Ms. Patel saying we're ready, I will email Ms. Desai and see if we can get them present.
Will do.
Okay. And then we'll take, how long would you like your break, Dr. Cornwell?
Well, 5-10 minutes is fine with me. What about everybody else? I mean, you doing okay?
We'll do 10 minutes. How about that? Okay, I'm going to stop the recording and you're on a 10-minute break.
Okay.
And the recording stopped at 12:41.